Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just adore you. We bless you. We just honor you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless you. We come to honor you this morning. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, our mighty provider, oh God. You are Jehovah Adonai. What a great God you are. You are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. Lord, we just thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi, our banner, oh God, a mighty banner over us, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Roha, our shepherd, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you shepherd over your people morning, noon, and night. We thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah Rapha, our mighty healer, in Jesus' name. I thank you for sending the word and healing us, blessing our bread and our water, taking sickness away from the midst of us, oh God. We just bless you right now. We praise you, Lord. We honor you this morning, oh God. We thank you that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you this morning. We thank you, Father God, that you are a holy God, a righteous God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you today for all that you're doing on our behalf and behalf of your children, oh God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, oh God, that you woke us up this morning. You put us in the land of living, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Shabbos, Shabbos, the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Father God, that you are present with us. You never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, our peacemaker, oh God. You give us peace in the midst of every storm we go through. And we just thank you this morning, oh God. Oh, you are a great God, a mighty God, the all-knowing, all-seeing God. You are holy and righteous. You are Jehovah Shema. You are all over the world. You are here. You are in every continent. There's no place you are not. You are Jehovah Tikkanu, a righteous Father. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are Jesus, the righteous one. Oh, God, you are judge of the living and judge of the dead, oh, God. Oh, Father God, you are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. You are king in your beauty, oh, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for saturating us with you, with your Holy Spirit, filling us up with your Holy Spirit, oh, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you this morning for everything you're doing on our behalf. We just bless you this morning. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, oh God. In the holy, mighty name of Jesus, we just bless and honor you and thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I bless your name. I praise your name this morning. We honor your holy presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We wait on you this morning. We wait on your holy presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you never left us. You never forsake us. In Jesus' name, we worship you this morning in the beauty of your holiness, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Pastor Tori?
I'm well. How are you? Sorry.
No problem. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we're depending on you this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we glorify you. We magnify you. We call you Lord. We call you King. We call you Shepherd. We call you Father. Oh, Father, we're just blessing you this morning on Bible Storyland like never before. We're calling on the holy, mighty name of Jesus. We call you Lord. We call you Abba, Father. Oh, you are the great and mighty I am. Lord, I thank you that you're omnipotent. You're omnipotent, oh, God. Oh, and you're omnipresent, oh, God. You are everywhere. There is no place that you are not. And, Father, you are the God who comforts your children, who strengthens your children, Father. And we just bless and honor you this morning. We give you glory, praise. We give you thanksgiving, O God. We call on the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning that you are the righteous King, the Holy King, no God greater, no God holier than you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that no weapon that is formed against your people will prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, that we are established in righteousness and oppression is far from us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, O God, to the pulling down of strongholds. I thank you, Father God, that we take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy. We thank you, Father God, that we are redeemed from the curse of the law, and we are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from spiritual death. We overcome all because greater are you in us than he that is in the world. Oh, Father, we appreciate you. We bless you. We just thank you for moving by your Holy Spirit. We stand in the evil day having done all. We stand in the evil day having our loins girded about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you, Lord, that our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith, and we are covered with the helmet of salvation, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. All we thank you this morning that we could call on a holy God like you. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of your dear Son, O God. Father, we just bless and honor you this morning. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us. We do not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for every stripe you took for our healing, O God. Oh, Father, I thank you that in the name of Jesus, your hand is upon and our hand is upon the necks of our enemies, O God. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you anoint our head with oil. Our cup runneth over. Your goodness and your mercy shall follow us every day of our lives, O God. Oh, Father, I thank you that we are anointed to preach, teach, heal, and cast out devils. We receive the abundance of grace, O God, and the gift of righteousness, and we reign in life through Christ Jesus. We have life and life more abundantly. We walk in the light as he is in the light, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We are the head and not the tail. I thank you, Father God, that we shall decree a thing, and it shall be established in our lives. I thank you, Father, that we have favor with you, O God, and favor with man. Wealth and riches are in our houses. And we are and we are your righteousness, O God, and your righteousness endures forever. I thank you, Father God, that we will be established with long life, and God will show us his salvation. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I thank you, Lord God, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. Our children are taught of you, O Lord, and great is their peace. O God, we thank you, Father God. We are strengthened with the might of your Holy Spirit in our inner man. We are rooted and grounded in love, and we are blessed with our, and we bless our natural enemies and overcome evil with good. O Father, you are holy. You are righteous King. You are the Lord God Almighty, nobody greater. Nobody holier than you, O King. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in the earth these days, O God. No God greater than you, Father God. We thank you that you are moving by your Spirit. O God, it looks one way, but in you there's another way, O God. O Father God, sometimes things are a mess or out of order. But we thank you, Father, for your order. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for Family Day on Bible Storyland. We lift up the fathers. We lift up the mothers. We lift up the children, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins. We thank you for unity in families, oh, God. Father, we thank you that your word says, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that whatever we ask in your name, believing you will grant it. So we thank you this morning, oh, God, that families are in the order that you placed them in, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the fathers being in their rightful places in the home. We call forth the fathers. Fathers, we call forth and we speak peace to you, oh, God. We speak peace to the fathers, oh, God. Peace, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we rebuke fear from the fathers, oh, God, from taking their rightful roles as fathers, as husbands. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that the fathers are the priests of their home and they are abiding under your shadow, Almighty. They are saying of you, you are their refuge, you are their fortress. They're trusting in you like never before. We thank you that the mothers are trusting in you, the children, the extended families, the fathers, everyone in the families is trusting in you, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we rebuke the enemy who's coming against the fathers, who's coming against the mothers, who's coming against the children and the extended families, oh, God. We thank you for your covering over families. We plead the blood of Jesus over families. We speak forth unity. We speak forth peace. Oh, God, we bind the hand of the enemy. We say cease and desist your actions against families, against fathers and mothers. I thank you, Father God, for the peace of God ruling and reigning in families, oh, God. Peace in the father, peace in the mother, peace in the children, peace in the extended families, oh, God. I thank you for what you're doing in families, oh, God. I thank you for the unity, the love, 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 love. Let love reign throughout every family. Let love abide in every family, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh, God, for divine protection, divine righteousness, divine holiness in families, oh, God. We thank you, Father God, for the love, love, love. We bind up every misunderstanding, every mokush, shabaka, everything the enemy's sending in there, confusion. We bind you up and we send you out fear. We bind you up and we send the fire of God against mokush, shabaka, every enemy of the family. And we speak peace, love, and joy, all the fruit of the Spirit in the family today. Well, good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Family Day. We're celebrating families today. God created families. He gave families to us in the name of Jesus. He gave us families. He gave us families. Most of us on Bible Storyland have two families. We have a birth family. And then we have the family of God, the body of Christ that we are a part of. God gave us hand-picked fathers and hand-picked mothers and hand-picked children. We didn't decide what family we were going to be born in, but because of his goodness, he put us in the right family. He knew what father we needed. He knew what mother we needed. But guess what? He's our father and our mother. He takes care of us morning, noon, and night. So I thank God for all that he's doing for us. He's our refuge. He's our strength. He's everything that we need. Yeah, you know, we have that natural family, but we also have that spiritual family. So I thank God for the spiritual family he gave us. He knows what he's doing now. You know, we're trying to figure it out. We're saying, Lord, what you doing in this house? But he knows. We say, Lord, where are you? He's right there. He promised he'll never leave you nor forsake you. I don't care what you're going through. He's right there. He's present. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. You know, God is our refuge, and he's that very present help. He's our strength, a very present help in trouble. All we got to do is call on his name. Therefore, we shall not fear. No, though the earth be removed from the mountains. You know, when them earthquakes come, we're not to fear, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, I don't care what we hear on the news, we got to trust in God because he's our refuge, a very present help in trouble. Though the waters roar, you know, the storms come. Yeah, they come, but they go. Yeah, the storms come. Yep, the earthquakes come, but they go. And, we're not to be troubled because these things are happening. The mountains shake and dwell thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. I don't care for Katrina come. We are not to be troubled. We're just to trust in the Lord. Hurricanes, violent storms, whatever comes, we are to trust in the Lord. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rage. I don't care what the heathen's doing out there. They be shooting guns or whatever. The heathen rage, and the kingdoms were moved. But he uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. We can rest assured he is not a man. He tells the truth. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease and unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow. Yeah, you know those things going on over there in other countries that we see, all the violence, all the crime, all the shooting in the streets? Yes, he does. He makes the wars to cease. He makes them stop. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear asunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. This is what he's telling us. Be still now. Be still and know that I am God. We can take confidence in knowing that he's God. He said, be still. You know, don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. But be still. I will be exalted in the among the heathen. You know, the heathen, those that don't believe in God, we got to exalt him. He will be exalted in the earth realm. He will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Yeah, we got to trust in him like never before. I don't care what's going on around us. We got to trust in him. The family structure is in trouble. God created men and women, Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his image, and in the image of God he created him, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The only way humans, man, can replenish the earth is if he has a woman. So God called forth a man and a woman. No other sex can replenish the earth. So a female and a female can replenish the earth. Another man and another man cannot replenish the earth. All right, so the word of God says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. That's God's order. Husbands, wives, children, next. Perversion is an abomination to God. Abomination is something that God hates. He hates abomination. Everything, you know, out of order, when we are changing God's order, we get into sins of the flesh. So, you know, we got to be careful not to change God's order. He has an order that we have to follow. We follow his order, we get blessings. Yes, we do. We get many blessings when we follow his order. Colossians 3:1-6 says, if ye be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth, for you are dead and your life is hid in Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, kill, and kill. Mortify your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness and idolatry. Forgive me, I couldn't say that word. I know I said it wrong. For which thing sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. So we decree and declare today that we're going to walk in the obedience of God. We're going to do what God wants us to do. We're going to be the children of obedience and receive his blessings. We refuse to go against God's plan. So like I said, today is family day, and we are thanking God like never before. We are blessing families today. We are blessing families today. Lord, bless our families and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us, O God. Be gracious to us, Father God. Lord, lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace, O God. Make us, O God, as Manasseh. Let us be satisfied with your favor and filled with your blessings, O God. Lord, command your blessings upon our lives. Give us revelation and let us be blessed, O God. We are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ. We receive the blessings of Abraham. Lord, in blessing us and in multiplying, multiply us as the stars of heaven and as the sand of the seashore. Let your showers of blessing be upon our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, turn every curse, send our way into a blessing, Lord God. Let your blessing make our families rich, O God. Let all nations call us blessed, O God. Let all generations call us blessed, Father God. We are your children, your sons, your daughters, and we are blessed. We live in the kingdom of the blessed. I thank you, Lord God, that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. Lord, load us up daily with your benefits, O God. We are children of God and we are blessed. Oh, Father God, I thank you that our seed is blessed and our seed is blessed. Let us inherit the land. Father, I thank you that as a family we are part of a holy nation and we are blessed. Lord, bless our latter end more than the beginning, oh God. Lord, let your presence bless us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, let us drink of the cup of blessings. Lord, bless us and cause your face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon the earth and your saving health among all nations. Let our land yield increase and let the ends of the earth fear you, O God. Father, we know you favor us because our enemies do not triumph over us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, grant us life and favor. In your favor, Lord, make our mountains stand strong, O God. Lord, we entreat your favor. Let your favor cause our horn to be exalted. Lord, let this in our set time of favor. Lord, we thank you that this is our set time of favor. Remember, O Lord, with your favor, that you bring us unto your children, O God, and visit with us with your salvation, O God. Lord, entreat your favor with your whole heart, O God. Let your favor be upon our lives as a cloud of the latter rain. Let your beauty be upon our lives and let that we may be well favored, O God. We are highly favored of you. Lord, let us receive extraordinary favor. We thank you for your blessings, O God. We just honor your presence today like never before. So we are thanking you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let us enjoy your blessings on a daily basis. We thank you for those benefits that you load us up with every day. Today is family day. We are blessing and honoring families. Let's give glory to our God. Let's give him praise for his great creation, families. Well, this morning we have all the way with us from Paducah, Kentucky, Minister Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am blessed and highly favored this morning.
Amen, amen. Well, we're blessed to have you with us. What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing Come Along, My Friends, Come Along, Get Aboard and Ride This Train.
Amen. Glory train.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Now, Minister G, I have to tell you that I have really enjoyed your prayers this morning, and every time you pray, you get stronger and stronger, and we can hear it in your voice, and through you, we're being blessed.
Well, amen. I praise the Lord. That's my Father. He's faithful to me.
Yes,
I say, Lord, when I open my mouth, you pray through me, because I don't know what to pray, so he does.
All right, he does. He does every time. Now, you know, we were there last week, and I tell you what, I failed to do what I knew I should have done, because whenever there's a situation, we can call on the saints, and the saints can pray. And when the saints pray, chains are broken. They are. Strongholds are pulled down. And I should have called on you because I was really in need, and I used my carnal mind to solve the situation, and I really should have sought the Lord, and I should have sought the saints to help me in my situation. But I pray that I'll never do that again.
Well, I pray you're coming back soon.
We'll be back in April.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. All right, I'll see. Come along, my friends, come along. Get aboard, let's ride this train. Nothing on this train to lose, everything to gain. Come along, my friends, come along. Get aboard, let's ride this train. Nothing on this train to lose, everything to gain. The gospel train is coming, coming round the bend. Lord God said that he's coming back, but he didn't say when. Get your house in order, he's coming back again. Nothing on this train to lose, everything to gain. Come along, my friends, come along. Get aboard, let's ride this train. Nothing on this train to lose, everything to gain. The gospel train is coming. It's coming round the bend. The Lord God said that he's coming back, but he didn't say when. Get your house in order, for he's coming back again. Nothing on this train to lose, everything to gain. Come along, my friends, come along. Get aboard, let's ride this train. Nothing on this train to lose, everything to gain. Come along, my friends, come along. Get aboard, let's ride this train. Nothing on this train to lose, everything to gain.
Amen, amen. Let's get aboard the gospel train, everything to gain. Thank you, Minister Donna. That was awesome. Come on, my friend. Let's get aboard this train. That's the gospel train. It's everything to gain. You know, God is steering the engine on that train. So I thank the Lord for you. Thank you for that wonderful song. Well, we have Sister Jackie on here, her cousin, Minister Donna's cousin. Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I have to agree with my cousin. You are getting stronger and stronger when you pray. Oh, it's wonderful. We need it right here in Jacksonville.
I need it right. So
everything is going on, seem like, right around our neighborhood right here.
Oh, you telling me. I know. Yeah, I be walking the neighborhood and praying. I mean, I get plenty of practice now.
I
walk the neighborhood and pray. I was walking the other day, and I prayed with this young man, and he said, I said, good morning. He said, good morning. I said, can I say a prayer for you? He said, yeah. Nobody ain't prayed for me in a long time. I said, well, yeah. So he had people praying for him. I picked it up, but he, nobody just come to him and say, you know, come on, son, I want to pray for you. So, you know, that was kind of sad in a way, but I thank God, you know, for our children. We got to pray. So I'm asking, you know, on Tuesday night, we pray for the children of the world. So you're welcome to join us on Tuesday nights. I'll give you the number before I hang up. Sometime I send you all the Our children need prayer like never before. I mean, they need prayers. So I thank God that he called us to pray on Tuesday night for the children. We pray at 10 minutes to 8, and you are welcome to join us. I'm going to give you the number right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to give it to you again. The number is 1-605-475-4000. 1-605-475-4000. And the code is 669-765-POUND. So call in on Tuesday night. We need more prayer warriors, more intercessors, you know, standing in the gap for our children. Our children are, you know, like this young man said, you know, it made me wonder, you know, what's going on? What are we doing that we're not praying for our children?
Yes,
we
got
to pray for them. You know, I thank God that he said to me, pray for that young man. And he was just walking down the street. I said, yes, I sure will. So I asked him, and he agreed. So when you say my prayers are getting stronger, I can understand it because I'm out there on the street praying. I'm all over.
Right.
I'm in the grocery store praying. I'm everywhere praying. So God is just increasing my territory. He's just pointing them out. Pray with him. Pray with her. Pray with them. And I see him in the grocery store and pray for him. And it was a little boy in front of Winn-Dixie yesterday. He said something. I said, talking to me? Yes. I said, well, this is how you got to do it. He was by himself. He was 13, but he looked like he was about 8. So anyway, I was getting ready to go, and he started talking to me again. You know, he was standing there by himself, and, you know, I knew he was, you know, kind of lonely. He was selling some candy, and we talked, and I asked him what high school he was going to. You know, our children need us to converse with them. I don't even remember if I said a prayer for him, but the thing about it is children sometimes are lonely, especially those who are latchkey kids. So we got to, speak. You know, when we see our children, speak to them. It ain't going to hurt you.
That's
speak
right.
To them. Hey, how you doing? Encourage them. He was very smart. I said, well, what high school are you going to go to? He in junior high. He said, oh, I'm thinking about going to such and such. I said, I don't know about that school. You may want to pick another one. He said, oh, okay. So he did.
Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. Nobody's talking to our children. You know, nobody's saying, you know, you could be the mayor of our city. You could be an attorney. You could be a fireman. Nobody's saying these things. So let's all jump in there and we see them. All right, Jackie, what you going to sing today?
We come this far by faith.
Yes, indeed. All right.
I'm on the road. Okay. We've come this far by faith. I can't sing this morning, Sister D.
I'm going to have to sing a little later
because I don't know what's wrong with me this morning, but I probably have to sing just a little bit later if you'll let me.
All
right.
Because
I need to get myself together. I'm rushing right now. I'm in the car rushing right now. All right. But it's not coming out. It's not coming out. I don't know why I'm so hoarse. Well, I'm
all
hoarse
right.
this morning.
It's
but anyway, I'm going to try to sing a little later, okay?
All right. Call back later.
All righty, darling.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, we have Minister Stacy on with us from Jacksonville. Good morning. How are you?
Blessed the Lord. Blessed the Lord.
Amen. 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 Where are my girls?
They're right here.
Oh, good. They're going to sing?
They wake up. One of them woke this morning.
Who's awake?
It's Bianca.
Oh, Bianca. Hey, Bianca.
Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Good. What grade you going to this year?
Fourth.
The first grade?
Fourth.
Fourth.
Oh, fourth grade. Okay. All right, girl. I know you are very, very smart. All right. So I'm looking forward to you coming. I'm looking forward to meeting you soon. When your mom calls me, I'm going to come pick y'all up so I can meet you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Fourth grade. What school are you going to?
Gregory Drive.
All right. That's good. You are so smart. I am so glad you came on this morning. You are a blessing to us on Bible Storyland. What are you and your mom going to sing?
I guess you do a little of a medley. That's okay.
What's the name of it?
Come on and bless the Lord with me. But it's got
oh,
to
yeah.
a little
come
bit.
On and bless the Lord with me. Okay.
Yeah, I put a little bit of that song of Beyonce when Jesus says yes in it a little bit. But amen.
Right.
Come on and bless the Lord.
Can y'all sing my favorite too? I've been singing that song this week.
Oh, we'll sing that first. Do you
okay?
Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I talk about Jesus down, way down in your heart. I talk about Jesus down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, way down in your heart.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus. Way down in my heart, I talk about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart, I talk about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I talk about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I talk about deep. Me down, down, way down in your heart.
Woo! Hallelujah. I've been singing that song this week. That song been in my spirit. And as I sang that song, I just prayed for you and your family, Sister Minister Holman.
Thank you. Amen.
Are y'all going to sing that other one?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Come on and bless the Lord with me. 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 Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, then. Come on and dance before the Lord. Come on and dance before the Lord. Come on, do your dance before the Lord. Come on and dance before the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For Jesus. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. 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 I'm not worried about a thing, 'cause I know you are guiding me. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about a thing, 'cause I know you are guiding me. When Jesus says, when Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. 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 I'm not worried about a thing, 'cause I know you are guiding me. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about a thing, 'cause I know you are guiding me. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. 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 Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on, do your dance. Bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. 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 Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no. Nobody can stop the promise of God in your life. Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, 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 nobody can say no. I'm not worried about a thing, 'cause I know you are guiding me. I'm not worried about a thing, 'cause I know you are guiding me. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. 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 Nobody can say no. Hallelujah. Nobody can say no. Nobody can say no. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nobody.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you all for those two wonderful songs. Oh, yes, indeed. I love those songs. Thank the Lord. Thank you, girls. Thank you. Would you tell me, Bianca, huh?
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All righty.
God bless you.
Y'all have a good, fabulous day. God bless you, too. Thank you all for being on with us this morning. Well, you know what? God honors his word, and I just love to read the word of God. Sometimes I wake up maybe 2 in the morning, think it's a bathroom call or whatever. I pull out the word and start reading. So I thank God for the word. I try to keep my face in the word. You know, my TV broke down. I'm saying, oh, okay, Lord. You're calling me to get closer with you. So TV don't work, but I tell you what, the word of God works. God honors his word above his name. And you know what? In Ephesians 4:11, it says, and God gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So we all come in the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect work, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I thank God for his word. He honors it above his name. Our speaker today is from Ohio. She's a part of the Fivefold Ministry and has a great call on her life to preach the word of God. Her name is Minister Tori Coates. She speaks the word boldly in truth and simplicity. Good morning, Minister Tori. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. We're so glad you joined us.
Thank you. And good morning to everyone. I hope that everyone is doing well this morning. And God bless you, Sister G. You're doing an awesome job for the Lord.
Well, I thank the Father. Some days I'm like, Lord, you really stretching me. I'm doing so many things. I'm like, Lord, what should I do first today of all the many things I have to do? So you all keep
Amen.
Me in prayer. I'm working on zoning for the school. I'm working on getting licensed for the school. So you all keep me in prayer. Every time the Lord show you me, or even when he don't, just pray. Put a note up on your refrigerator. Pray for Sister G today. Pray, pray, pray. So pray my strength in the Lord, because I sure need it to get done everything. I said, Lord, I refuse to go into overwhelm. All the things I have to do, the prayer line on Tuesdays, the radio show on Saturday mornings. But I thank God he's stretching me. Every time I leave the house, get out the car, you know, he has me pray for people in Dollar Tree and Walmart. And I was in Dollar Tree the other day, and there was a young man, he was coming out. No, he was in Dollar Tree. And he walked down the aisle where I was, and the Lord said, pray for him. So I prayed with him. And then as I was getting ready to go out the door, he pushed my basket, and he said, Miss, ooh, he said, I just can't really tell you how much you blessed me. I said, wow. He was a young man, and he's an entrepreneur, has his own business. He looked like he under 25. But I thank God for our young people, you know, because the Lord said that he has a good business mind. And somebody helped him along the way. Somebody instilled that in him. Somebody told him he can do it. So I told him again, keep on keeping on. So I thank God for our young people, you know, our fathers and our mothers, and we're having our family reunion this weekend. So I got to pray with some of my cousins, some of them I never met before. So I was just so happy that the Lord brought us together. Many of them are from, you know, Georgia and different places they came. So I look forward to tomorrow morning. We're going to be going to church together, worshiping the Father. So I thank God for families. You know, he's bringing families together, unity and love, and we're forgetting all those things that are behind us, and we're moving forward together as a family. He's strengthening the family unit. So, Pastor Tori, we are so glad you joined us this morning. Let God have his way.
Amen. Well, today I am going to speak on God surrounding the family. And this is primarily because the Lord does tell us that sometimes that we will go through trials and tribulations. And a lot of times we go through these different things as a family. So when we look at the family, we think about the family is the true foundation of life. Without the family, we would not even exist. So we look at family as being the true foundation of life. We look at family in the spiritual sense. The spiritual family is the true foundation of life because it helps mold us and keeps us where we need to be and reminds us of who we are and what our purpose is on earth. And then our physical family is also the foundation of life because it is the way that life is recreated. And so we look at family as being the foundation of life. And as we look at the first family, Adam and Eve, we begin to realize very quickly that there were great things that occurred because the first family, Adam and Eve, basically populated this earth. And there were some good things about the family. But this family also had some complexities and some situations that were not pleasing to God. When we look at how Cain killed Abel, And so in our families, we do have things, good things that happen, and we also have things, challenges in our families. And so then also I want to just bring out to you that each family have their own culture, which is the way things are done in their life. And sometimes this was very much so noted when just recently my daughter just recently got married and she had a little baby and they moved to Ohio. And right currently I have my husband and my son and our son live with us, and he's only 13. But when my daughter and her husband and their baby moved into our family, our culture was changed. There was things that we could not do like we normally did before. There were things that her family was used to doing that was totally different than what our family was doing. Sometimes in certain families, when you get up in the morning, you play music because that's acceptable, whether it's gospel music or secular music. But in some families, even in Christian or secular, playing music is just taboo because those people in the family are not necessarily able to accommodate that because they're not morning people. They don't want to really hear loud noises in the morning. So every family has a certain culture. And so those are just some things that the Lord gave me today to just expose to everybody, to let people know that sometimes, and really to expound on the fact that sometimes when we allow other people into our family culture, it would change the dynamics of our family. And so that sometimes, a lot of times in situations as families, especially with extended families, we've been in the situation where we've had certain other extended family members who wanted to move in, but because of the fact that we felt like it would change the culture of our family tremendously, that we were not able to allow them to do that. And God is very, very clear about how we have to do things in life. And sometimes as a person who is in charge of the family, whether it is the father who's in charge of the family or whether it is a mother who is a single parent raising her children, then sometimes you have to make those boundaries because you have to protect your family. And so, you know, family is very, very important. But as we get ready to move into the Word of God, I wanted to talk about the fact that sometimes families go through crises. And so as I get ready to talk about Psalms chapter 125, 1, 2, and 3, I'm going to give you a word to help you understand what your family may be going through and to help strengthen your family and to just help you understand that God has your back as a family and God surrounds your family. Sometimes as a family, we have families who go through different types of things. We have families who may have a loved one in their family who has an addiction. And so that family is going to go through different trials and tribulations than what some other families go through. Sometimes a family member may experience a great loss of leg or limb or eyes or anything like that. And so the family, it changes the dynamics and the culture of the family because of that. Sometimes a family member may have to actually have their grandmother or their another loved one to come in and move. And so it changes the culture. And so that family may go into sometimes crises just because of the situation. Sometimes a family member may lose a person, someone due to death or something like that, and that family goes through a crisis. And then sometimes families also may have someone who become incarcerated, and so they go through a loss as it relates to grieving with that particular situation. Sometimes there are just situations, challenging situations that may occur. When, as we remember Katrina, there were, those families were in major crises. Sometimes it may be a car accident that may cause a family to go into crises. So as we think about that, what we want to remember is to continue to pray and ask God to help us. But also remember the word of God, which is found in Psalms 125, 1 through 3. And that word says, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to doing wrong. And so as we look at this particular verse, what we want to look at is we want to look at the fact that as a family, we must trust in God no matter what. We cannot trust in our own hearts. We cannot trust in our own desires. We cannot trust in our own strength or our wisdom or our riches or our righteousness or what we think is right or other people in our world that we may mentor. Some situations, the families, they tend to be like the Joneses, and we want to be like another type of family. And especially in our culture right now, which is continuously always looking at the reality TV shows. But we cannot depend on those people and what those people do and expect for it to be the same thing that we need to do for our family because it's a different culture. And so we must trust in God. We must trust in the mightiness or the best of we cannot trust in any of best of men, but we must trust in the Lord our God, God who is the one who is the providence of everything, the one who has made us and created us, the one who has knows the amount of hairs on our head, the one who said that when he created everything, when he created the earth and the heavens, and when he created the animals, and when he created us, he said, and it is good. We trust in this God because he is the one that will give us what we need. God is the only one that will give us the things that we need to do. And so in Psalms 125, the first verse says that those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. And so when we look at the fact that those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, we look at the fact that God is telling us that when we trust in the Lord, that we are like a Mount Zion, which is a mountain. And when we look at a mountain, what we see is that it is unmovable. It doesn't sway no matter what is going on, no matter what the family sees, no matter what the family is experiencing, no matter what the family hears, no matter what the family is feeling at that particular time, what we know is that because it is a mountain, it stays unmovable. And so we have to understand that the confidence and the fact and the trust of believing in God, we know that it is going to take place. And so it is that we trust in God no matter what is going on, which cannot be moved. And then the rest of the verse is, which cannot be moved. So the Mount Zion cannot be moved, but it abides forever. It stays there. So therefore, our trust in the Lord must be unwavering. We must be steadfast. We must be unmovable. We must trust God no matter what, because we know that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things. And so I want to just interject a very short story about my life and how as it relates to our family. But what has happened in my life is we moved to Ohio, and I used to be a teacher. And so A long story short, my salary and things like that has been cut completely. And so I've been looking for another job. I just was really ready to, I'm not into the field that I was in before. And I have been looking for a job. And so every job that I kept applying for, you know, it was like my prayer was always, Lord, if this is not your will, if this is not the environment you want me to be in, that you would shut the door. And even though I prayed that prayer, when I got the notice and said that, you know, someone else was considered for the job, I became very despondent about this. And I talked to my husband. I just was saying that I just don't think God wants me to move to another level. But what God began to show me was that at this point in time in my family, it is not time for me to be a part of a certain type of job. The job that I have now gives me great flexibility. And so because of that particular thing, with my husband being a pastor, my son going to high school and things like that, the Lord wanted me to be flexible so that I would be able to be what I needed to be for my family. And so when he started showing me that, I had to ask him. I said, Lord, please help me with this because I am really struggling. And so as I've been asking him to help me with this, he has been helping me to embrace his will for my family's life. So sometimes in our life, our family, as family members, there are certain places that God may want us to be. And we may not necessarily desire to be in those particular situations, but what God is trying to show us is that there is a place for us and our family so that we can make the family stronger, so that in a few years from now that the family will be stronger instead of the family being weaker. So a lot of times, there were times when I wanted to go and get my master's. I have elected not to do those types of things because I needed to be there for the family. And so as a result of that, that's some of the things that we have to remember. But at one point in time, I was not where I needed to be. I was not trusting in God. I didn't have the mountain faith that I needed to have. And so now that I've been asking God to help me, I've been praying and I've been asking him, Lord, help me. Help me to be where I need to be so that I can trust you no matter what. So I can trust you that even though I'm at this job and I'm not making the amount of money, that you're going to make a way out of no way. And so I've been asking to God, and I've been, and this has been a scripture that has been on my heart for several months because I've been asking the Lord to help me to trust him. And so now I can say, I trust you, God. I have that mountain-like faith of believing that no matter what I see, no matter what happens, no matter what bill comes up, no matter what situation comes up, you're going to make a way no matter what. And so with that, we know that we can continue to trust in God. And so the second verse that we look at is, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. And this is a very profound verse to me. I mean, when we think about the fact that in this particular city, what we know is in the city of Jerusalem, as the mountains are around about Jerusalem, there was Mount Zion on the side of the north and the Mount of Olives on the east and other mountains on the other sides of it. And this encompassed the whole city of Jerusalem. And there were walls and there were mountains and there were all types of things that surrounded Jerusalem. And so when we look at the fact that all of these different mountains surround Jerusalem, what we recognize is the complete presence of God, because the word of God in Psalms 125 and 2 says, as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem. So it is in this particular verse that we see that the mountains are being compared to what God does, and that is to surround his people. So when the Lord, the mountain surround Jerusalem, that means it is a wall of protection to keep anything from occurring to Jerusalem. And so we look at that and we know that when the Lord surrounds our family, that no matter what happens, no matter what comes in, no matter whether it's whatever happens, no matter if there's a situation, no matter if there's an addiction, no matter if there is the loss of limbs, or there's paralysis, or there's health issues, no matter what, that the Lord is going to take care of us. He surrounds us with his presence, with his everlasting presence, that he is going to move mightily, no matter, even if we don't see the hope that we might have in the situation. He surrounds us. He surrounds us with everything. He surrounds us when there's mental attacks that may take place on the family, when we become extremely overwhelmed and disheartened and discouraged. He surrounds the family. So the Lord surrounds the family. So the hope in today is we all, as a are a part of a family, and the culture of our family is very important. And then no matter what we're going through as a family, sometimes our families may even, sometimes in situations when parents have children who are toddlers, and they have 2 and 3 toddlers at one time, that becomes a challenging situation, but to know that God surrounds you during that time. Some families are families that have 3 kids, and they're playing all these different sports, and they're going to all these different spiritual activities for the church, and they're always on the move, but it becomes challenging and overwhelming sometimes. Sometimes it may be overwhelming for the children. Sometimes it may be overwhelming for the parents, but the Lord surrounds us, and sometimes we just have to take a step back and say, okay, Lord, get together, pray, have Bible study as a family, and just continually allow the Lord to surround us with his love. And so it is that we look at the verse as it says that not only does it say in verse 2 that as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, but it says from this time forth and forevermore. And that is even more profound, because it says from this time forth and forevermore is forever and ever and ever. So when we think God is not surrounding us, God surrounds us. God is taking care of situations no matter what is going on. And then in verse 3, it says, for the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteousness. And what that primarily means is the promise of God, the promise of God that says that there may be some wickedness that tries to exude and move into the family, but in the name of Jesus, it will not stay. And that is because the promise of God tells us that the promise of God tells us that we are able, that he has allotted a land for the righteous. He has chosen a place for the righteous. And so because he has chosen a place for the righteous, no matter what we do, will survive. No matter what we say, no matter what is going on, there is favor because of this particular allottedness that the Lord has set for the righteousness. And so even though there may be people in the family, sometimes families deal with situations like being bullied, children that are being bullied. And so that sometimes in those types of situations, the situations continue to escalate and escalate. And as the parents continue to move forward and they try to do what they needed to do, to help their child, they feel completely helpless. But the word of God is very clear right here in this scripture. It says, for the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous. And so the bully is not going to continue to be able to do whatever he's doing, because the Lord has blessed this family to do what they need to do. And so the Lord will move in this situation. I'm reminded of the situation in which my family was involved in. And this was my son when he used to get off the bus, and he was, I think he was in the seventh or eighth grade. And every time he got off the bus, there were dogs that was up here and prevented him from feeling safe. He didn't feel safe in walking home. And so at certain points in time, I began to call various people. And the more I called, it took us almost 3 to 4 months to just deal with this situation. But this was a crisis for our family at that particular time, because one of the persons in our family did not feel safe, and that was my son. And so because of that, we called and we called. They sent the police out and all these different things. So finally, I called the police department, I called the school, and all of those different things. So finally, they would not let him change a different bus or anything like that, but they changed the place where he got off. And even though he had to walk a little bit further, my son felt safe. And so, you know, during that time, we had to pray against the wickedness of the enemy's schemes to prevent my son from feeling safe. And so sometimes those schemes may even come through situations, protocol and red tape and those types of things. And so as we prayed and prayed and prayed and continued to pursue the possible avenues and the correct protocols, the Lord moved like never before. And so it is that we understand that sometimes the scepter of the wickedness will not stay there, but we have to trust the Lord until the Lord moves in the situations. We have to trust in God. We have to know and be unmovable like Mount Zion, to know that God is going to make a way out of no way. Because the Lord says in verse 3 that on the land allotted to the righteous, that lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. And so we know that this is the promise of God, that he is going to take care of us. And so as we come to a close, I just want to remind you that as a family, your family has a culture, and your family deals with various things in different ways, and your family is different, is a living organism, different than any other family. And that is what God has intended for us to do. And through that family unit, through unity and through prayer and facing all of these adversities and trials and tribulations, the Lord makes the family stronger. The Lord makes each individual and the family stronger. And so as we look at that, we trust in the Lord. We trust that God will keep us. And we trust that our trust should be like Mount Zion, should be like a mountain, which is unmovable and unshakable and not wavering. And so we trust in God for that fact. And then also, we also know that during this time, that as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, that the Lord surrounds the people, and that no matter what, he surrounds the family. He's going to take care of that family. So no matter what we feel, no matter what we see, no matter what we are going through, no matter what we hear, Lord, you're going to take care of the family during this situation. Just like he took care of our son during that time when he was getting off the bus, we had to trust in God. That even though the powers to be were not moving, but God was going to protect our son. And then also to know that the scepter of the wickedness shall not rest, because God has given us a land that is allotted to the righteous. He has given us the goals, the purposes, the visions for our family, because it is allotted to the righteousness. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We come to you today in prayer, just thanking you, Lord, for blessing our families, Lord, for giving us unwavering faith to trust you, so no matter what, we will have mountain-like faith. And, Lord, we come to you thanking you, Father God, just thanking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you surround us, Lord. You surround us like you surrounded Jerusalem, and you take care of us like you take care of the Israelites and everything else, Lord. We thank you for your presence in our family. And, Lord, we know that we thank you, Lord, because you are going to do this forevermore. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that sometimes we have people or we have situations or things that seem like they're not going to move from our family's trials and tribulations. And, Lord, we come to you right now thanking you, Lord, that you have allotted us a promise, Father God, that you are going to give us what we need, Lord, because we are righteous. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory for every family that is here and that is listening, and for every extended person that is a part of this message that will go out and tell the world that God surrounds us and surrounds the family, Father God, that they will be able to exude this voice, this tenacity with enthusiasm to let others know that God surrounds us, that we don't have to worry, that he will take care of us. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. What a great message. God surrounds the family. And I thank God that he does surround the family. I know in different situations I've gone through how God is just taking care of me. And I know you can think of different situations in your life where you went, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, you know he was surrounding you from your birth all the way through. Now, can you imagine, you know, surrounding you as you came into this world, surrounding you every day of your life? God surrounds us. Thank you, Pastor Tori. That was awesome how God surrounds us. And look how he took care of her son during the time, you know, when those dogs were coming out, you know, and it took a while, but God took care of the situation. And, you know, a lot of times God is taking care of situations in our lives where we don't have the patience to wait. The word says, be still and wait and know that I am God. And so, you know, the W-A-I-T, that's what we fight against, wait. We don't want to wait. And our children say, Mama, Mama, I got to go. I got to do it right now. We have to teach our children to wait. So as they grow older, they will know to wait on God. Just wait, be still, and know that I'm God. So we got to wait on him for everything. We need to have patience and wait on him. Because I'm telling you, some things don't come like yesterday. You got to wait for them. So I thank you, Pastor Tori. You were studying some of the scriptures I was studying about Adam and Eve and how, you know, God told them to, you know, multiply and about their sons and how their sons, you know, one asked the Lord, he says, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, we all each other's keeper. We all God's children, and we have to watch out for one another. So I thank God that he surrounds us. And, you know, she said even every family culture is different. And he surrounds us with that. So, you know, the thing about it is no matter what we're going through, though you know, addictions, loss of body parts, sickness, death, incarceration, storms, car accidents, God surrounds us. So all we got to do is say, Abba, Father. He already knows before we call him what's going on. But he wants us to acknowledge him, to glorify him. And he says, praise him in everything, no matter what, give him thanks. No matter what situation we go through, we got to give him thanks. So, Pastor Tori, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Praise the Lord.
Bless
praise
the Lord.
God. Hallelujah.
Bless Pastor Tori, oh God, like never before. Revive, strengthen, renew her, oh God. And I thank you that you are surrounding her and her husband and her two children, oh God. I thank you for the blessings flowing down on her. Send blessings from the east, the west, the north, and the south, oh God. And I thank you for strengthening her, renewing her, and refreshing her after she brought forth your word, Lord God. I thank you for the time that she spent forth in the word to bring forth this message, oh God. I bind the hand of the enemy that comes against her as she tries to bring forth the word. I bind that enemy, that sleep demon that would try to put sleep on her when she's studying the word or try to make her feel like, oh, I got these thousands of things to do in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, I thank you that she presses away through all of that because she knows that you are surrounding her and you are her shield and her buckler in Jesus' name. Amen. Well,
amen.
Jackie's back on with us. Let's see if Jackie's ready to sing now. Hey, Jackie, you ready? You got that phone
yes,
on?
Yes, yes, I think we're ready this time.
All right.
What
are you
on for? Well, thank you for coming by myself. We had to be for the Lord.
Oh.
Which one?
Which one you want?
Thank you. Come this far, my friend.
Start it
up. We come here for our faith. Leave it all. Lord, and we are trusting in his holy word. And he's never failed me, he's never failed me yet. That's why I'm singing, whoa, hands out around, we come this far. Faith. Oh, yes, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, and we are trusting in his holy word, and he's never failed me, he's never failed me yet. That's why I'm singing, whoa, 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 whoa. Can't turn around. We come this far by faith.
Hallelujah. Hey. Woo. Yes, indeed. We have come this far by faith. Thank you. Who's singing with you?
Reverend Huggins.
Hey, Pastor Huggins, how are you?
Oh, it's pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Well, that's fine. That's fine.
I thank God for you singing Bible Storyland with Jackie this month. That was awesome.
Yeah,
you have a great voice.
He has to get pumped up.
He said he has to get me pumped up.
All right now.
Okay.
You know what to do. That was awesome. I tell you, that's one of those songs we used to sing when I was a child. We come this far by faith. And you know what? When you're children, you don't always understand that. But I tell you, I understand it better now. That other song,
by.
I understand it better by and by. Yes, indeed. I understand how I come this far by faith because I remember one time a prophetess prayed over me and she said, the Lord said he's going to be teaching you to trust him. And I'm thinking I'm going to go to bed and wake up and I'm just going to be trusting the Lord. No, Lord. I had to come this far by faith, trusting in the Lord. I had to go through many trials, many tribulations, many afflictions. But God has been faithful in all of them. He surrounded me. Yes, he did. He surrounded me and he made sure He is my shield. Oh, yeah, he's my buckler. So we are coming this far by faith, and it's still a walk of faith. You know, even to believe in heaven that we're going to get there with the Father, that's a faith walk, because God is not a liar. He promised if we would obey him and do what he said, we're going to go to heaven and live with him. Hallelujah. So we are coming this far by faith on a daily basis. You know, it's salvation time. Anybody not saved, press 1. During this day and time, we can't be ignorant no more. God used to wink at our ignorance, but uh-uh. He said, now everybody got to repent. So that's what he says in his word. And, of course, you already know backsliding are not an option. We don't have an option. We got to keep running the race. We got to keep moving forward in God. We got to keep on pushing on. The race is not to the fast. Nope, but to those who endure to the end. We don't care how fast you're going. You know, sometimes you give out when you go, oh, can't make you right there at the finish line. Can't make it. But it's to those who press forward and reach the finish line and go through. Hallelujah. So I thank God it's testimony time. Anybody got a testimony they want to share about the goodness of the Lord? Press 1 if you have a testimony. All right. Well, no testimonies today. I gave mine already. By how the Lord's blessing me in the neighborhood to go out and pray for people. I just thank the Lord. I thank him every day. He's blessing me in ways I'm not even aware of. And I thank him every day. Ooh, for life and health and strength. I thank him for my neighborhood. Because you know what? I live in a peaceful neighborhood. I went to visit some friends a couple of days ago. No, yesterday, as a matter of fact, somebody tried to break in their house. So, you know, we prayed, and we're just thanking the Lord that they were not there. They were safe. So God is surrounding all of his people. So I thank the Lord every day. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. Press 1 if you have a request for prayer.
Minister
right.
G.
Yes?
Please continue to keep my mom and my mother-in-law in prayer. We went to lunch together on this past week and had a wonderful lunch on Tuesday, and they're both doing well. But please continue to pray for them.
Mother Hawkins and Mother
Newsom.
Newsom, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, all right. Okay, let's see. Anybody else? I see Mariba's here pressing 1. Hold on.
We pressing 1.
Jackie, okay.
Okay.
Jackie?
Oh, yeah. I want continuous prayer for my family, first of all, and then pray for all of my patients and all of my clients. Most of my cancer patients are getting so discouraged, and I understand the pain, you know. Pray for them, give them strength. And pray for these children that's been left in the cars, and the parents are forgetting about them, and it's so sad.
Yes, it is.
So pray for our children and pray for our strength and pray that I stay strong and continue to give me strength.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Mariba?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mariba.
Prayer for my family. Salvation and the strength of little Jamal. He's incarcerated. He's caught incarceration, and that I'll be blessed with his house.
Okay.
Yes, and it passed inspection, and pray for our health in Jesus' name. Mine.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and did you, what about you, you asked us to pray for you with standing agreement for your children, for children to come into the classroom for Bible study. Have there been an increasement?
Not yet. Sunday morning neighborhood Bible school, not yet. Passing out flyers, no children yet. Haven't had any in a few months.
They come and just keep on. They come.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
This is pray for me. Pray for my niece. Audrey was about to pray for Audrey. Pray for Pete. Just pray for everyone that needs healing in my family. Pray also be important for us that we get this house of believing God for a house this year.
Okay.
That it's a stable place. Just pray for my family. Just pray for my strength in the Lord.
Okay.
Direction. Pray for direction.
Okay.
Could you pray for my vacation Bible school, and if you could pray for my daughter to get a job? She's going for an interview, and she doesn't feel like she's going to be completely qualified, so we just pray that the Lord will bless her with favor. And then also, if you would pray for my son, who's getting ready to go to football camp, that she would give him the strength, the energy, and protect his body. And help him to remember everything that he needs to remember as it relates to the plays and things like that.
Okay. I missed the first thing you said, Pastor Tori.
Oh, we have invitation Bible school, so we pray that the Lord would just move mightily, children will be saved, that there will be no levels of accidents or anything like that, that the workers will be able to come and everything.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, well... Father God, we consult you, the great and mighty I am. We know that you are mighty. Lord, we know that you are mightier than we even thought or imagined. So we just come to bless you right now. We come to honor you and give you praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we just honor your holy presence like never before. We're thanking you, Lord God, that you are Lord, you are God, you are King. You are a shepherd, and there's no God greater. We just honor you this morning as the great I am. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the Lord, the King of kings, nobody greater, nobody holier. You are awesome in all your ways. You are most powerful. You are the Most High God. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peacemaker. You are Jehovah Nisi, that banner over us. Oh, Father, I thank you that you are Jehovah Elohim. You are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You are our healer, Jehovah Rapha. Lord, there is nothing that you are not. You are everything that we need. Oh, Father, I thank you that you gave us that great plan. Oh, God, the great plan of salvation, Father God. I pray for salvation in families, oh God, that all of our family members will be saved, delivered, set free, healed, oh God. Healed of all of our wounds. Healed of all of the stress and strains of life, oh God. Heal your people like never before. Father, we're requesting that you heal us emotionally, physically, spiritually, in every way, oh God. Father, yes, we desire to be made whole by you, oh God. Nobody can make us whole. We could go to a psychiatrist and we'll never get whole. We could go to a counselor, we'll never get whole. But you are everything that we need. You are the counselor of counselors. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the mighty God. You are the one true and living God. Everything, everything is in your hands, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the elderly, Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom, and Miss Ludell, who usually come on, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for for these women of God, these men of God, Pastor Huggins, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing on their behalf, oh God. I thank you for keeping them healthy, wealthy, well, oh God, in you, oh God. Father, continually surround them. Be their refuge. Be their fortress, oh God. Oh, Father God, surround them with your shield, oh God. Continually strengthen their bodies. Keep them healthy. Keep them well. I bind the hand of the enemy that will come up against their bodies in any way, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, I thank you for that hedge around them. And, Lord, as they're getting much older, oh God, we thank you for keeping their mind stayed on you. We bind up any mental problems, oh God, that will cause them to forget that they left the stove on or forget something they need to remember. I thank you that they will keep their mind focused, oh God, keep their mind focused so they remember everything they need to remember, oh God, to eat their meals on time, to drink plenty of water so they won't be dehydrated. Oh, Father God, we rebuke the enemy who would try to bring swelling in their bodies, in their limbs. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, oh God, for keeping them free of sickness and disease, oh God. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing in their bodies. We repent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for every way that we're out of order with you. Bring us into alignment with you, oh God. And, Father, I thank you for strength for Jackie, strength for Minister Donna, strength for Marie, but strength for Minister Stacy, strength for Pastor Tori, strength for everyone who's on Bible Storyland with us today, oh God. We cannot make it without you, oh God. We need you more than ever. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning for what you're doing in Jackie's family. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, you are surrounding her family like never before. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, and Father, you know her heart goes out to her patients because she's limited in what she can do, but she knows how to call on you, the great unlimited physician. You're the great unlimited God. You're able to restore. You're able to heal. You're able to bring them out of their beds of affliction, oh God. And Lord, I thank you for removing that pain from their bodies, oh God, the pain, the wretched pain, the unbearable pain. Oh, Father God, you are the pain killer. Kill the pain in them, oh God. Remove all the cancerous cells, oh God. Put health, replace them with healthy cells in their bodies, oh God. And we just thank you for what you're doing and on their behalf. Remove any pain, any arthritic pain, oh God. Oh, Father God, heal every organ in their body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for excellent health and strengthen the elderly and all of us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I bind up fear, oh God, fear in the name of Jesus from the elderly and particularly fear of death, fear of accident, fear of incident in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you that you are a peacemaker. You bring peace. You surround us with your shield. You surround us with your holy angels of protection and safety, oh God. And, Lord, I just thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus for alerting parents, putting them on alert. Father God, we're asking you to have someone create, oh God, some device that lets the people know that someone is left in the car, whether it's a baby, an elderly person, oh God. We bind the hand of the enemy that will cause parents to be distracted or heavy loaded, that they don't even remember their heavy burden, they don't even remember their own babies, oh God. We bind up that distraction of the cell phone, of the iPad, of the distractions that keep them from doing what they need to do with their children, taking them out the car seats, oh God, bringing them in the store with them, oh God. And, Lord, we bind up heart attack and stress from them in the name of Jesus. When many parents are under stress, oh God, they can't even remember what they're going in the store to get. And, Father, we thank you, oh God, for people. Mokushabaka, I bind up those dark glasses in cars, oh God. Sometimes we can't even see who's in the car. We could even see, we could hear or see a baby crying, oh God. And people could help break a window, whatever it takes. But, oh Lord, help us to get rid of those dark windows. In the name of Jesus, Mokushabaka de ekorabaka shere, Yokushabaka de ekunamaka de eko. Oh, Father God, I pray that our babies will be safe everywhere they go, safe Oh, God, safe in the home, safe in the vehicle, safe on the playground, safe in the school. I bind up that murdering demon, Moku Shabaka, that's trying to take our babies' lives before they grow. Moku Shabaka de Eke. Cease and desist your actions right now against our babies. Moku Shabaka de. You will not have them. I say that our babies and our children will live and not die. They will declare the works of the Lord. They will be taught of the Lord. They will be long livers. Moko Shabaka de Eku Namaka de Oku Shabaka de. Oh, we speak life and life more abundantly to our children. We say they will live. Moko Shabaka. We speak life, abundant life over our children right now in the name of Jesus. Moko Shabaka. We bind up that demon that goes into those Moku Shabaka abortion clinics and get rid of babies. Moku Shabaka de. We say our babies shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I bind up ignorance from mothers, oh God, who are saying, I don't want this baby. They're refusing the gift that you gave them, oh God. Some of the babies were born in lust and not love. But, Lord, I thank you that you want those babies. You accept them. And, Father, help them not to get rid of those babies, but to get rid of those clinics and give those babies to somebody who wants them. If they don't want them, I decree and declare our babies will be born to parents who want them, fathers who want them, mothers who want them. I bind up that get rid of spirit right now where the father say, here, go get rid of that baby. We don't want that one. Oh, go get rid of it. We have enough. I bind up that thinking right now in the name of Jesus, and I send it back to the pits of hell. I say our children will live and not die and declare your works, oh God. Shut down every abortion clinic in every city and every state, and even those who are aborted in the home. I bind that up in the name of Jesus. Even when the doctors tell the mothers, they're going to be so retarded like vegetables. Don't let them take them now. I bind up that thinking in the name of Jesus. Father, you put them there for them to be born, no matter how they're born, whether they're born retarded, whether they're born with a good mind, no matter what, we're to love them and accept them as a gift, oh God. And, Father, I thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing in the name of Jesus for Mariba. And, Lord, she desires salvation for every family member. And, Lord, you know, I remember Jamal when he was very young, and now he's incarcerated, oh, God. I bind the hand of the enemy that will cause him, that caused him to get in trouble. Lord, I thank you. I bind up that generational curse of going back and forth to prison. I say when he come out, he will live for you, oh God. Give him salvation in the prison, oh God. Let him not even smell like prison, oh God. Act like a prisoner or think like a prisoner. But thank you, Lord, that he will begin to think and keep his mind on you, oh God. In the name of Jesus and Father, I thank you for her finding the house that she needs, the house finding inspection. I thank you for all of our health. Our help and our strength come from you, oh God. I thank you for keeping Minister Stacy's niece, Audrey, all of her family members healed. I thank you for the job. Father, you answered that prayer that we prayed long time ago for her husband to get a job. So I thank you, Father God, that he got a job. She had to get up and go take him to work this morning, oh God. I thank you for that job. I decree and declare he will keep that job, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for healing, power, and direction for Stacy's family, for all of our families. I lift up Pastor Tori, Lord God, as they are in vacation Bible school, oh God. I bind up incidents, accidents, any mishaps in the name of Jesus. I say all the children will be safe and protected, not even a scratch on them, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Moku Shabaka Dede Oku. That the Vacation Bible School will be led by you. As they pray daily, they will be led by your spirit, oh God. Every child will be taught of you. Every child will leave there knowing that Jesus is Lord. They're knowing that Jesus is King and that Jesus loves them so much that he gave Moku Shabaka his life for them. So, Father, I pray for her daughter to get a job, keep a job, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for giving her the necessary skills that she needs, even if she needs to go back to school to get that degree, send her back debt-free, oh God. I thank you that her daughter will Moko Shabaka did it, Eko. Moko Shabaka, get the job, oh God, that she needs to help her family, and her husband will get the job he needs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for increasing that family. And, Lord, you know her son is going to football camp, and sometimes that can be dangerous, oh God. But, Lord, I thank you, oh God, for surrounding him, oh God, like a shield, surrounding him, oh God, with your hedge of protection, oh God. Help him to remember everything he needs to remember, Father God. Every move, oh God, every play. Moku shabaka de eke unamaka de riolo boko de diaka shede eku namaka de riolo koko shabaka de. So, Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers this morning, for answering our prayers. We just bless you today. We honor you today. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you've done and what you're going to do. We bless you, our King. We love you, O Lord. You are definitely our strength. We can't make it without you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Well, it's closing on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you coming on with us. I look forward to hearing from you next week. It will be a joyful praise day. We're going to be joyfully praising the Lord. We're going to praise him with everything on the inside of us, praise him like never before. So you can start today praising him. So by next Saturday, your praise will be higher. So bless the Lord daily with your obedience to him. Be encouraged. God is our refuge, a very present help at all times, not just in trouble, but at all times, our very present help. I want you to know that God loves you. Praise him in all situations. I thank you for being on with us, and I will see you next week. Have a God-filled day, God-filled week, God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget to tell somebody about the love of Jesus. Amen. Love y'all.
Bless you.
Bless y'all, too.
Love you.
Love y'all. Yes, Jackie.
This Minister Holman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, I forgot to tell you, God answered that prayer. My husband got a job.
Uh-huh, that's what I was praying about, thanking the Lord for his job.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
I thank the Lord for the job, for answering the prayer and giving him the job, and you took him to work this morning. That's what I said.
Okay.
Yeah, it probably maybe not came in clear or something, but anyway, that's what I pray. Thanks the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
All right, bless y'all. Talk to y'all next week.
Bless you.
Bless y'all. Love y'all. Bye-bye. Come on.